This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't know whether this was intentional, but I'll tell you, this did not help the cause of Elizabeth Warren. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you haven't heard the name Deb Haaland, she spells it H-A-A-L-A-N-D. She made a comment right before Elizabeth Warren was going to come on, and I want you to hear this comment, and I want to dissect it a little bit, because it just goes to show you how pervasive so-called progressivism is culturally.
Hello, Every Station! My name is Deb Haaland. I'm the Democratic nominee for New Mexico's 1st Congressional District. If elected, I'll be the first Native American woman in Congress.
That was a lot of applause. Welcome back. Elizabeth Warren was coming on right after that. I will be the first Native American woman in Congress. Now, I haven't finished playing it because I want to discuss this just a little bit, because I think it's interesting that Deb Haaland says, I don't believe what Elizabeth Warren said. Now, she's a lefty. Deb Haaland is a lefty. When I play the rest of the clip, you'll understand. But why would she do that? Knowing that Elizabeth Warren is coming on next, why would she say, I will be the first Native American woman in Congress, when people have given that title already to Elizabeth Warren? I think that's a little bit interesting from a Democratic perspective. Maybe that's a warning to Liz Warren. And again, Deb Haaland's not going to run for president. That's not what she's looking to do. But I think that, wouldn't the Democrats say, don't say that? But here's what Deb Haaland goes on to say, and that's what I find most interesting.
I'm a citizen of the Pueblo of Laguna and a 35th generation New Mexican. I'm a single mom to my beautiful queer daughter, a water protector, and I'm proud to be here. I recognize that we are on indigenous land. And I approach you with respect for the tribes whose homeland we stand on now, including the Chitimacha and Huma tribes.
Yes. All right. I'm glad that she recognized the land that they stood on and yada, yada, yada. Good for her. But here's what she says. She's citizen of the Puebla of Laguna. Single mom to a queer daughter. Now, that's what got me. A water protector. I don't know what that means, but she feels like she's got to protect the water. I don't know how she does it, but she claims that's what one of her roles is. That, to me, these are leftist comments. Yeah, you do understand what I'm talking about, right? Proud to be here on indigenous land. She says, single mom, I'm not surprised, to a queer daughter. Why can't she just say mother to a young lady, mother to a daughter? I have a daughter. What she's saying to the left is, I have a queer daughter. I'm accepting. Oh, and I'm a conservationist as a water protector. Is that like a role in Indian culture? And this thing, what's funny to me is, if I were a woman running for president, running for the office there, and I were against her, I would say, you know, apparently Deb Haaland has a whole other thing about Native Americans. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm just as Native American as she is. She talks about, I go back 35 generations. I don't know how far I go back. I don't even care. I know where I was born, on this soil. The idea that this is somehow yours and yours alone is ridiculous. Every country in the world had a native person on it that somebody came and beat up the native person and took it. And then they went to fighting internally. Some got it back, some didn't. Who knows? But that's how things became what they are. And we have finally evolved to a place to be civilized where theoretically we no longer do this. We don't encroach on another person's land. Now, the left does. The left still practices this. For example, leftists have made it to where in some states you can acquire somebody's property by just squatting in it. Have you heard these stories? You go and live somewhere. Somebody's on a vacation. You go live in there, put all their stuff out, no matter how you got in there, and now it's yours. But ask a leftist to explain it. Ask them to, well, you do know this law exists and it's allowing people to take other people's property. So be it. So be it. And God forbid it's a white person's property, because then nobody has to care. They hope it's some homeless black couple that goes, hey, we're going to go take this white person's property, and that is that. Only reason why they don't scale it up is because they know they'd end up in court. I'm playing that clip because I want you to understand the rift between the Democrats internally. Deb Haaland did not need to say that. She could have said, I'm going to be a Native American in Congress, recognizing that there are already men who are Indians in Congress. She could have said, I will join my sister, Elizabeth Warren, which would have given real credibility to Warren. What would Warren have paid for that statement, right? She didn't do it. And I don't know why. I'm asking the question, and you guys are looking at me like I need answers, like I can give you answers. I don't have an answer. I'm saying Deb Haaland, his thumbed or stuck her finger in the eye of a senator. She wants to be a congressman. She has stuck her finger in the eye of a senator who is a high-ranking senator because they fast-tracked Pocahontas. What a mistake the Democrats made in doing that, huh? You tell me. Well, what's going on? Is this a strategy? I'm going to tell you what I think. I think Liz Warren is done. I think for Deb Haaland to come out and say that, the Democrat Party's going, you're done. We got no need for you. If I were Liz Warren, that's how I would interpret it, and I'd say I gotta try to hold on to what I have now, because they're trying to jettison me. Now, this lady, I can tell you right now, Deb Haaland, the unfortunate thing is she's a lefty, you can tell, with all the other stuff that I highlighted. And what a shame. What a shame that that's the way she introduces her daughter and introduces her legislation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. Here's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, 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 guess who's got the top economy? Top economy in the world. Anybody? 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 Yeah, it would be the United States. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The proud American show. The show that makes no apologies for having my DNA assembled in what is known as the great U.S. of A. And I hope you feel the same. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. And if you want to just hit a brother up with a message, then you can send it to kjradio.com. Go there anyway and check it out, and there's a place for you to do it. Anyway, the U.S. has the top economy. The United States dethroned Hong Kong this week to take the spot as the world's most competitive economy. I know. What did we do during the time of Obama? I know you're wondering, right? Well, let's just say we didn't have the top economy. Further signaling a robust U.S. recovery under President Trump, and giving credit to him because of the recently passed GOP tax cuts. It's the economy, stupid. For those Democrats who are out there talking about racial equality and LGBT issues and immigrants and all those, keep going. keep going. It's just, you're going down a rat hole. And rightfully so, because you're rats.
The U.S. dethroned Hong Kong to retake first place among the world's most competitive economies, thanks to a faster economic growth and supportive atmosphere for scientific and technological innovation, according to annual rankings by the Switzerland-based IMD World Competitiveness Center. I know what you were thinking. I know what you were thinking out there. You were thinking, that's Kevin Jackson making up some statistics, talking about some black nonsense. I've been hearing some black conservative stuff. You would be wrong. It's a bunch of Swiss people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk what you know out there before you start casting your aspersions on the brother on the Kevin Jackson show. Think about what you know, okay? It was the Swiss. The U.S., which reclaimed the number one spot for the first time since 2015, scored specifically well in international investment, domestic economy, and scientific infrastructure subcategories, while earning below average marks in public finance and prices. So public finance and prices, we got low marks. That's okay. I'll take the number one economy. Now you say since 2015. Yeah. Go back and look and see where we had the number one economy under Barack Obama. I know they're telling you it's 2015. I'm not going to bore you with the details. Here's what I'm going to tell you. This will help you get through this, okay? For those of you who are doing the math and saying, well, Kevin, hold on a minute. Barack Obama was president in 2015. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm going to tell you. The U.S. has retaken the top spot, and we won't be giving it up. How's that make you feel? Huh? Talk what you know. I know you're out there being naysayers because we got lefties listening to the show, and they can infiltrate, and they can take over the minds of the weak, but they cannot get the mind of this bro right here. 381,000 manufacturing jobs since Trump's election. 381,000 manufacturing jobs. Did we play the clip a while back of Trump making the announcement that the United States is competitive now with the world in attracting business? We are open for business. He actually said, with us being at 20% tax rate, we're under most of the developing nations. So here's what I want you to think about. You're under the tax rate of most developing nations, which is an average of 23%. So you get a 3% tax break. You build your factory here, and you're closer to your client. So you lose the shipping cost. The American worker and American innovation is second to none. So if you bring R&D here, we're going to make your product better for the market that it's going to serve the most, which is us. 25-26% of the goods of the world go through 350 million people. We're talking about a world with 7 billion folks, see? You're not going to see them building factories in the Ukraine. You're not going to build factories in Moscow. They're building them here now. Manufacturing coming back. Don't be surprised if at the end of this year, we have well over 500,000 manufacturing jobs that are back. And next year, don't be shocked at all if we do it again. Donald Trump is blowing away this economy. It is the economy, stupid. Did I say that? Yeah, it's the economy, stupid. The left, they want to talk about things like universal income. They want to talk about things like livable wages. Okay. See how many people actually believe that when it's going to come out of their pockets. Dinesh D'Souza was debating some young white kid who thought he had privilege. And Dinesh D'Souza said, well, then give up yours. Give up yours. It's that simple. You think you got that? Give up yours. You think you're getting over on somebody? Give up yours. That should be one of our sayings. Give up yours. Right? Give up yours. That's what we should be tagging with these leftists who claim they want all these things for us. You want illegals? Fine. Bring them in. You house them. You agree to take care of them for 5 years with no taxpayer funding. We'll bring them in. How about that? Or we tell the politicians, okay, you got all this, what do they call it?
where they want to put poor people in rich neighborhoods. It was like New World Order stuff, agenda something, right? Agenda 21, something like that. We say to Nancy Pelosi, you're going to be surrounded by Mexicanos. I'm talking about Mexican nationals, MS-13 gangbangers, you know, those kids that you said are not animals. We're going to surround you with them. Yeah, baby. Number one spot. Who do you credit for the United States overtaking Hong Kong? I know the business in Hong Kong. It's amazing to do business in Hong Kong. It really is. It's even very different than China. Hong Kong, you can have a business started literally the day you think of it. You can have all the paperwork to be doing business. It is such a non-impediment and a competitive environment. You got an idea, execute. You want to make a hat, get your printer, get your macrame, whatever it is that you need to make a hat, get the machine, get your stuff all set up, and you can be making hats on the corner. This is for American tourists, MAGA. Here you go. Get your MAGA hat. Get your MAGA hat, MAGA hat. You can do it. It's one of the easiest places to do business in the world. And they want it that way. They did it that way for a reason. Look, we could be talking about this economy till we're blue in the face. 4.1% GDP. I predict it'll be higher next month. And then, get this, we're coming into the Christmas season. So right now, the GDP we're talking about is for this for the third quarter. So is it? Yeah, third quarter. So we'll end in September, which will be the fourth quarter GDP. Q1, which is normally low, I've already said this, I predicted this, will be bigger than ever.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Time for some straight talk. I'm pro-God, pro-family, pro-life, and pro-constitutional carry. As an aerospace engineer, I like to fix things. We need to fix our roads, our schools, our auto insurance, our health care, and our tax policy. That's exactly what I will do if you elect me as your next governor. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to tout his sanctions that he slapped on Iran at midnight, calling them the most biting sanctions ever imposed. The president also called on other nations to join in the economic pressure And U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says it's not a good idea to do business with Iran.
Business people know they want to do business with the United States. And if it's a choice between us or Iran, that's a pretty easy choice for them. That's pressure their own governments in Europe are now beginning to feel.
Today, the TSA came out and said they would not be eliminating passenger screening at any of the federalized U.S. airports after reports surfaced last week that a proposal was under consideration to do so. Now, a TSA spokesman did say, though, that the TSA is hoping to implement new technology which will help speed up the process of going through security at airports. Voters today in five states are heading to the polls for Democrat and Republican primaries. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If leftists would tell the truth, they would have to abandon their ideology. It's just the truth. Whether it's how they truly feel about illegal immigration, it would be toast. Particularly if they have to live it. How they truly feel about black people. How they truly feel about women. You name it, whatever it is, they will stand before the man and act as if they give a crap, and at the end of the day, they do not care. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Reading an article written by Jimmy Kimmel's wife. I don't even know what this lady, who she is, I don't know her name. I just saw the article, and it made me think because it has to do with the feminist movement, the Me Too movement, and what I've been saying all along, which is the worst people for women are feminist women, leftist women. If you want to be a real woman in the world anywhere, stay away from the left. Come to the right. You will be embraced as much as women can embrace you. Because let's face it, there's a lot of problems on the right too, ladies. Let's face it. Come on now. A little jealousy, things like that. But if you want to be, at least have a chance for some level of redemption with your gender, that's the place, because it does not happen on the left. Anyway, this lady writes this. She says, I met Jen, don't roll your eyes at me, that's what we call her, in my kitchen about 6 years ago when my husband, Jimmy Kimmel, and I invited our friend Justin, a guy named Justin Thoreau, over for pizza with his new girlfriend. At first, I was a bit starstruck that Rachel Green was standing near my bananas. She was wearing black jeans, a black tank top, and wedge sandals, and she smelled like vacation. But my nerves faded as soon as she hugged me, pulled a lime off our tree for her vodka rocks, and dissected The Bachelor. I was expecting pretension. That's on me. I got authenticity and real connection. She was immediately warm, like an old friend. She's magnetic like that. No boundaries, no BS, she actually says the word, and a lot of laughing. Molly McNerney, I don't know who she is, but that's Jimmy Kimmel's wife. She says this, I want to start this interview off light. When are you getting back together with Brad? Did Justin ever wear your jeans? And when are the twins due? Aniston laughs. You're the only person who could start an interview like that and actually send me into hysterics, not hives. Molly then goes on to say, well, I admire your ability to remain poised and balanced even while others desperately try to tell your story for you. How do you do it? I'm going to stop there. She's complimenting us. People are desperately telling our story all the time. What do they say about us? Call us homophobics. The religious right, as if that's bad. They call us what's the word for pro-life that doesn't sound so good? You know, anti-women's rights, whatever. They call us Islamophobes, racist, all this kind of stuff. They tell our story every day. We let them. Oh, I know you're arguing. Well, Kevin, we don't let them as much. Okay, fine. Why should you let anybody tell your story at any time? Except you. There's an autobiography, and then there's a biography that is, can, what do they call it when it's not, you don't authorize it, an unauthorized biography? You should be telling your story. Jennifer says, there are definitely moments of not being balanced and poised, but I do that all in my own personal space. For the most part, I can sit back and laugh at ridiculous headlines because they've gotten more and more absurd. I guess they're feeding into some sort of need the public has, but I focus on my work, my friends, my animals, and how we make the world a better place. The other stuff that's junk food that needs to go back in its drawer. I mean, do you feel that way yourself? Now that you understand how the media works, I can only imagine being a real star, superstar, and they're going, oh, Jennifer's having Brad's baby. And she's going, I haven't seen Brad in 5 years. That would be the longest pregnancy in history. So she asks her, what's the biggest misconception about you? And Jen says, oh boy, there are so many. Let's see. I'll Google myself. I tell you, I love her personality. But she says, I'll Google myself and find out. Starts typing, oh, look, I'm having a $100,000 revenge makeover. And Molly says, I didn't want to say anything, but you really do need one. But wow, the tabloids are relentless. Jen says, it's pretty crazy. The misconceptions are, Jen can't keep a man. Jen refuses to have a baby because she's selfish and committed to her career. Or I'm sad and heartbroken. First, with all due respect, I'm not heartbroken. And second, those are reckless assumptions. No one knows what's going on behind closed doors. No one considers how sensitive that might be for my partner and me. They don't know what I've been through medically or emotionally. There's a pressure on women to be mothers. If they're not, they're deemed damaged goods. Maybe my purpose on this planet isn't to procreate. Maybe I have other things I'm supposed to do. I'm getting to a point here, folks. So then Molly says, yes, for starters, you have a new movie coming up. You play an ex-pageant queen. You do it beautifully. Blah, blah, blah. She says, that's hysterical. No. She says, do you know what I look like as a kid? The truth is, that's all changing now. That's what this movie is all about. Then they go on to talk about the movie. But she's the reason why I'm talking about it, she's talking about how women in this movement have expectations of her. She says, Molly says this, I'm sure my daughter will be shocked when I tell her that was actually a quantifiable form of judging women in my lifetime. Jen says, definitely. You know, a swimsuit body is a body in a swimsuit, no matter what that body is. It's time to just stop thinking beauty is in a shape of a size 4 and the right butt size and the right waist size and the right measurements. It's just old. We've done it. We've been there. Let's move on. So I love this because this is real talk. Who does this? I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that we as guys, we have our standards. We go, oh, you know, woo-hoo-hoo, that's a 10, that's a 9, that's a 9.3. I know I've done it and I still do it and I'll probably do it till I die. But I don't judge people on it. I don't care. If a woman is out there in a bikini and she's big as a house and she's sporting her stuff, I don't care. I may go, you go, girl. Look at you with your big old self. But we, for the most part, I know most of my friends, we're like, okay. You know, I mean, being honest with you, there's a part of me that's proud when a woman does that. I'm not going to lie and tell you I'd be her proud mate. I'd be the proud guy on her arm. But I do understand when somebody says, you know what? I don't care. Good for you, sister. That's not what the left does. They will ridicule you relentlessly. And Jennifer Aniston knows it. She knows it. They're talking about her movie in this, but she's talking about all the things that she deals with in Hollywood, and it ain't us, people. Molly asked her, have you ever been sexually harassed in the workplace? She says, I've definitely had some sloppy moves made on me by other actors. I handled it by walking away. I've never had anyone in a position of power make me feel uncomfortable and leverage that over me. In my personal experience, I've been treated worse verbally and energetically by some women in this industry. Says, have you ever experienced sexism in your career? She says, I've definitely had my fair share of sexism in the media. Women are picked apart, pitted against one another based on looks and clothing. Superficial stuff. When a couple breaks up in Hollywood, it's the woman who's scorned. The woman is left sad and alone. She's the failure. F that. When was the last time you read about a divorced, childless man referred to as a spinster? Molly says, never happens. She says, do you hope for change as a result of Time's Up and Me Too? Jen says, yes, it's long overdue, but we need to do a better job of listening to one another. That includes men. They need to be part of the conversation. When everyone is mad and aggressive, people become too afraid to speak. There's no conversation. Same goes for politics. We need to include each other, to hear each other out. We can't stoop to the anger. And she goes on to quote Michelle Obama, and I won't do that. So Molly says this, I worry about social media maybe slowing that progress with its expectation that everyone look good all the time. Are you active on social media? She says, I don't have Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. I will totally admit that I can dip into Instagram and sort of be a secret voyeur. And Molly says, you're a creeper. She says, I'm a creeper. There are times when I'll look and I'll think, oh my God, what a time suck. I've been with people who spend maybe an hour figuring out this post, and you're like, that just took up an hour of your life. It's gone in 60 seconds. It feels like we're losing a connection. I think we're losing conversation. I like you. I don't like you. Seems like an unhealthy formula. What Jennifer Aniston is describing is a world created by leftism. Who owns social media? I mean, I'm glad it's out there because it does give us a platform to reach other people. And Lord knows, we've got TeaPartyCommunity.org that I'm pushing people to join. Not for selfish reasons, even though it could benefit me. But it's because I think that we need a forum that focuses on issues. But Jennifer Aniston is talking about her life. What we face, what we see people doing in Hollywood every single day, doing in the leftist media, etc., and she's calling it out without calling it out. So I'll do it for her. Because I can read between the lines. By the way, people don't know this. Brad Pitt, at least as far as I knew, was a conservative. Grew up in Missouri. He was a conservative. I met his family.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm very anxious to see how the Democrats fare going forward. Because think about the things they believe. They believe racism against whites is okay. I want you to take that out to its bitter end. What do you think is going to happen? You think white people are going to roll over? If there's a black people always tell me, Kevin, if there's a revolution, you better be white people. I'm like, dude, if there's a revolution, I'm absolutely going to go to, I know exactly where I'm going. I'm going to one of my buddies, a white dude who owns about 1,000 acres. And I'm going to go sit in with the ammo and have my arsenal, because he's got more guns than he can shoot. And I'm just going to wait it out like everybody else. And when white people win and they emerge, I'm going to come out of the barn looking around going, well, just like I predicted. People can take that any way they want. I don't care. But I'm going to be on the side of the people that have bought ammo, okay? Man, these people, it's okay to be racist against white people. And the notion that this in this tolerant society that there's a group that goes, no, tolerance does not apply to white folks. It only applies to people of color. And it is very selective even then. It doesn't apply necessarily to white women. You know, it may not even apply to black men. Depends on the circumstances. You know, who you're talking to. Talking to a feminist, it's all men, especially white men. I love how feminists, they do that. They'll go, and the white man, he's a terrible person. And you go, what about the black man? What about the Latino man? What, they don't run cultures? What about the Muslim man? Do they not, the Arab man? Who, tell me where there are men of color, black men. Do you think the black men in Africa are treating women like, woohoo, they're so great? Or the Muslims, the Arab men are treating their women great? Or the Latino men? All those are very macho cultures. What are you talking about? It's white men. White men are such a small minority of the men, it's ridiculous. Look at the number of Arabic men. Look at the number of Africans, etc. The Latino men. Get out of here. The other thing that these people will do is they will side on illegals versus citizens. We played a clip, the black folks in Chicago going, Rahm Emanuel cares more about illegal citizens than he does his own black constituents. And they weren't lying. It's a fact. They don't care. They care about their special interest. Who's going to get them the most votes? What cause can they milk for votes? Not to make the country better. And for the record, I'm not mad at them. In fact, I'm kind of chuckling inside because I say to myself, you can't win with that strategy. Too many people are onto you now. I gave you some numbers. Donald Trump, 50% approval. Next closest, Macron at 36%. Then Theresa May, 30-something percent. Angela Merkel, 30%. The best they got. In all these places where they're just giving it away. Here, come get it. It's all for the taking. Here you go. 36%. I don't know what Trudeau is. He's probably under 30. Take your world leaders. All of them. And by the way, the media is not beating them up the way they beat up on Trump. The media in Germany is coddling Merkel. The media in England is coddling Theresa May. These people should be run out on a rail with their foreign policies and all the things that are ruining things for their own citizens. They don't care. The media loves them. They tell Trump, you should be more like Macron. You should be more like Trudeau. And Trump's like, why would I want to be like these little, you know, eunuchs? Oh, I don't want to be one of them. Are you kidding? That would be like, you know, turning down Viagra to if you needed it with Melania. Yeah, you can go ahead and ship that. I'll take it. You kidding? Trump doesn't have to listen to those stooges. It's the stuff that the left does is truly shameful. I'll give you an example. I saw this article. It said California would lose 4 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, 4 seats in the Electoral College, if only citizens were counted. If only citizens were counted, they'd lose 4 seats. Now, they've already lost a couple. Texas picked them up. But they would lose seats. They said the report comes days after a lawsuit that argues against including a citizenship question in the national census received the green light to go to trial Thursday, according to the New York Times, the upshot. Proponents of distinguishing between citizens and non-citizens when apportioning representation would increase the power of states like Louisiana, Montana, at the expense of California and New York. Let me tell you, every American should be on a class action lawsuit involving this very question. There is no way a non-citizen's vote should count in the census. No way. No way, no how. If a non-citizen's vote was going to get you a Republican vote, you could be guaranteed. Ooh, did I squeak? You could be guaranteed. I'm going through puberty. I'm getting younger. Let me just interrupt right now and tell you people, I'm getting younger and better looking. I know it's radio. I wish you could see me, but I'm getting younger and better looking. Anyway, here's my point. The California should be playing by the rules. They lose, and we should all be involved in this. There's no way we should allow a state, any state, to count non-citizens. You want to let them drive, maybe I don't have anything to say about that. But how we apportion our representatives, no freaking way. If non-citizens, they say, were cut from the state population totals and Congress was reapportioned via a constitutional amendment, 11 states would find themselves with a new number of U.S. representatives. California would lose 4. Texas and Florida, Texas, New York, and Florida would each lose 1. Montana, Missouri, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, Colorado would each gain 1. I don't believe that. I don't believe for a second that Colorado would gain unless, you know, they aren't counting. I don't know if they do or they don't. Wow. Interesting stuff. Here's some more miscellaneous news for us. So they wanted to you guys know that Susan Rice is on the board of Netflix, and the Obamas have been called over to do various specials or what have you. And they had done a documentary on Farrakhan. And here's what this article says. Netflix has nixed a documentary on Louis Farrakhan, a controversial founder of the Nation of Islam. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, My Life's Journey Through Music, was set to stream on August 1st, even getting a shout-out, now deleted video tweeted from Farrakhan himself. In the video, Farrakhan urges his viewers and listeners to watch the documentary, even asking them to leave comments on a website. My dear viewers and listeners, on August the 1st, you will be able to view the premiere of Netflix of the Minister's Life Journey Through Music. And if you would like to leave a comment of what you think about that documentary and its music, you can go to, and he gives the website, and leave your comments. May God bless you. Assalamu alaikum. That's what I'm just saying. And so Netflix nixed it. You would think with the firepower they got over there on behalf of Muslims, and the fact that Netflix is owned by a couple of lefties, I'm talking stone cold lefties, you would think that they could get this done. It's about music. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is the wrong move for Netflix. It's the wrong move for conservatives, because now they can say, well, I don't want to put Kevin's stuff on because he's controversial. He's talking about his life through music. I don't know how much it involved. I don't know what was he going to, did he have pictures of Barack Obama with, you know, herding sheep or something else? I mean, what's he got? Why is this documentary, Nick's, I wouldn't watch it. I'm looking at it like I want it. I wouldn't watch it, but I'm saying, why are you curtailing this man's freedom of speech? He said this, although the documentary appeared on Netflix programming in the UK, it did not appear in other lists for distributions in the US, Australia, or Canada. See, that's puzzling to me. Why would you exclude those countries? United States, Australia, and Canada. Now, Netflix said the documentary wasn't supposed to be scheduled in the first place. It was an internal communication that caused the mix-up. So they were saying, look, this wasn't even supposed to be on. We had killed this, you know, we killed this baby in the womb. But it got out. They say in Jurassic Park, what was it? Life figured out a way. Oh, man. All right, so Farrakhan had to backtrack on his tweet and all that, man. Talk about mud in your face in the Nation of Islam. Get your hands out of my pocket. Well, I don't know. I just have mixed emotions. I think let Farrakhan have his show. We got to end it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.